Hello, welcome back. Now on to the second Champions League game of today, which is Bayern Munich versus Porto. Now, obviously, Bayern Munich are not at their best at the moment. Lots of injuries and obviously had a terrible first leg to this. What do you think, Matty, about tonight?
It's a really tough one to call, this game. As I say, I've tipped Bayern, but that's only because I tipped Bayern, you know, way back when, and I'll stick with that. There's no point in changing at this late stage. But yeah, it's an incredibly hard game for them against Porto. Porto are unbeaten in the last nine games in the Champions League. And Bayern Munich have got big problems, you know, on and off the pitch. After the last game, there was a big inquest into why they had so many injuries. Hans Müller-Wohlfahrt, the German doctor there, the Munich doctor who's been a doctor there for 40 years at Munich.
He's gone now, isn't
he? He's now quit.
Apparently the players are still going to see him as well.
Lots of the players. Robin's still going to see him. The problem was that Müller-Wohlfahrt has lots of other private clients as well, and I think that Pep Guardiola just came to the end of his tether. I think Philipp Lahm broke his ankle in a training session. Broke his ankle in a training session, and they were calling for the doctor, and the doctor was eight miles away in his own private office treating other clients. So I think that was a problem. It came to a head, and the whole medical staff walked out. And as you say, lots of the players are still going to see him. So it's just like big inquests are all behind, you know, behind the scenes here. Still got a massive injury list. Russell and I were talking about this off air. Ribery and Robin really make Bayern Munich tick. They really do. Munich are always going to have the majority of the possession, but these two guys are the ones who can unlock defences, provide the chances for the likes of Müller and Lewandowski. And I just think it's a tough one to call. I quite fancy Bayern Munich to win this tie tonight, but they've never ever come back from a two goal deficit in a first leg. So, as I say, I am tipping Bayern Munich overall to win the tournament, but that's a little silly when I think they will struggle to actually progress through this tie. I know that sounds stupid, but I'm sticking with my original thing. But here in this, I honestly think they're going to really struggle. I quite like Porto. As I say, unbeaten in the last nine Champions League games. So it's a tough ask for Bayern Munich. It's whether the young Porto squad can deal with the pressure of the Allianz Arena. Not sure what you guys think.
Yeah, again, looking at Porto, they're yet to lose a game in this year's Champions League. Qualified top of their group. They drew away at Basel in the last 16. But the big question is, how can the players fare at the Allianz Arena? Bayern Munich, they've scored 56 goals at home this year. They're averaging three goals at home. So the question is, Lewandowski, Müller and Götze, you can compare them to the Barcelona trio. These guys are top quality strikers. You give them the ball in the right positions and they will score. But Ribery and Robin, without them, without the quality that they supply year in, year out, game in, game out, I think Bayern Munich will win. I think half-time, full-time, around about even money, I think they'll win. But I'm not sure whether it's going to be 2-1 or 3-1. 3-1, it goes into extra time. 2-1, Porto qualify. So for me, again,
you get the even money half-time, full-time, or you can have a roundabout, just short of your money for Porto to qualify. If you're asking me, I'm having the Porto to qualify at the same, roughly the same price. I just think it's a great time to play Bayern Munich. Pep might not be there in a year or two. There's rumours everywhere about his job. All the stuff with the doctor, they've got injuries, they've already won the league, so they might not be up to their best. We saw that again in the last leg, so it didn't work. So I think it's a good time. If you're asking me half-time, full-time or Porto to qualify, round about the same price. Yeah. I think I'd have Porto, to be honest, Russ, because I think Porto are a decent side as well. And on the break, was Bayern Munich go for a cut? I mean, they don't have to go gung-ho because 2-0 would do it for them. But no, I don't know. There's something in this for me for Porto. I think they're a decent bet to qualify. I know Mr. Lawrence over there saying at the start.
I didn't want to change my.
I'll let you off your Bayern Munich. We'll say if you think they're going out of here, Bayern Munich gone. Who do you reckon now then?
Well, yeah, I would say Barcelona. Just going back to Bayern Munich, I just think they've shot themselves in the foot. Pep Guardiola, he loves having a small squad. He can't deal with confrontation. He hates telling players that he has to drop them. So he always deals with a really small squad of players. And now, as I say, it's turned around and shot himself in the foot here, because I think he's got 14 fit players who qualified to play in the Champions League tonight. It makes it very, very hard for him. And the other thing, which we talk about week in, week out, they get through the Bundesliga, or they win the Bundesliga so easily, it seems, at the moment. They've had no pressure in that league. They've all taken their foot off the gas. And the same as it did against Real Madrid last year in the semi-finals, I think they get found out. Coming near to the latter stages of the season, they just don't get threatened week in, week out in the Bundesliga. And I think that hurts their Champions League form. I really do.
I think you're all convinced me that you're right in terms of, I do think Bayern Munich will win tonight, and the even money versus the even money Porto to qualify. Just with everything that's going on behind the scenes and without Ribery
and Robin.
I think Porto to qualify.
It just seems to make a bit of sense. Another one I like in there is both teams to score, and I know we're speaking to Nigel at the end of the show, and I think he likes that as well. But both teams to score, Bayern Munich, again, they're not in the best place at the moment. I think they've, three wins out of their last six?
Yeah, three out of the last six.
Porto have proved they can score goals against this side. I think both teams to score 4 or 5, that's not a bad bet at all.
It's not an unrealistic thought, though, that Bayern Munich could go out and just score.
They beat Shakhtar 7-0 at home in the last round. They're arguably in the top three teams in the world. You could make a case for them in that. But just for this game, at this time, playing them now, I'm looking at this thinking, value-wise, betting-wise, 4-5, both teams call it season. But Porto to qualify, close enough to about, what was it, we said 10-11 about. It's not a bad bet, is it?
Yeah. One thing as well to look at it from the first leg, Bayern Munich defended horrifically. You look at all the three goals that Porto scored. I think it was Thiago. But they were horrendous mistakes. Two long balls, and Martinez just cut through and scored, and Quaresma as well. If Bayern Munich do defend properly, then again, there's a chance with, again, the quality they've got. Müller is a super striker. Lewandowski as well. They paid a huge amount from Dortmund. They will score once they get going at home. I said they average three goals at home. So I'm just still split between the 2-1 and Porto qualify 3-1. And it goes to extra.
We saw Arsenal do a similar thing to Bayern Munich, didn't we? At 2-1, they should sharp shop and said, OK, look, we can get them back to ours, or we can play the second leg, and beat them. And they thought, well, we'll go for it. And they conceded another goal, and 3-1 all of a sudden.
You said it earlier, though, Jim, didn't you? The first 15, 20 minutes, half an hour even, are absolutely vital.
You can see how the match is going to sort of set up.
And how, as I say...
Because if Porto can keep it, obviously, as I said earlier in the break, Bayern Munich don't need to score quickly and fast and be aggressive. Because 2-0 to Bayern Munich isn't
the score. They just don't need
to. You look at the price there, what is it, 2-0 to Bayern, 6-1 tells you that it's not that outrageous to believe they're going to win 2-0. But you can see from the first sort of part of the match whether you think Porto will be able to go at them, whether they'll sit back, whether they'll try and keep it tight, or whether they'll try and get out and score. And I think they will try and score. And again, that brings into me the 4-5. Both teams to score, because I think they will try and score.
It'll be a really good match, I think, to watch. I'm quite looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a great game. I think it's going to get right down to the last minute.
Yeah, a great one, especially for a neutral. But we'll be back with the Championship after the break, and Blackburn versus Millwall, Matty.